This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Food is on the agenda at the White House this week. The Biden administration says it's giving $1 billion to small meat processing companies, grants to help finance new meat processing plants, and easier financing terms for companies that need to borrow money to do what they do. The idea, as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, is to give those smaller processors a leg up against the four big meatpacking companies that handle the lion's share of meat production in this economy.
Over the past year, the cost of beef has gone up almost 20%, but the income of the people who actually raise the animals, not so much.
The small farmer and rancher today is just getting weeded out.
That's Kerry Bexley. He owns Snow's Barbecue in Lexington, Texas, and runs a small cattle ranch. He says the price he gets per head has not kept up with the prices he's paying for brisket.
I mean, I'm paying probably might near double of what I was paying a year and a half ago. And I'm not getting double on the hoof when I sell them at the market.
Part of the issue is that ranchers don't have a lot of meat packers they can sell to. That's been true for decades, says Dan Sumner, an agriculture economist at UC Davis.
Concentration has been around in the meatpacking industry for a very long time, at least a generation or two, and it really hasn't changed very much.
Demand for beef has gone up during the pandemic, and so have revenues at some of the big meat processors. Sumner says it's worth keeping in mind that these companies operate at large scale.
A plant that processes 5,000 animals a day is substantially more efficient than one that processes 500.
The Biden administration says the aid package is meant to increase competition by expanding processing capacity. But even with the additional aid, it'll be a challenge for smaller producers to compete in the long term, says Glenn Tonzer, who teaches agricultural economics at Kansas State University.
And one needs to think not in days and weeks and frankly even individual years, but decades, because these are very expensive facilities that have multiple decades of life to them when they're built.
And Tonzer says the meatpacking industry is continuing to deal with a shortage of workers. That'll make it harder to operate any new facilities when they're built. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.